Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
This is Elena, Section G of English 110 of the spring semester. And I'm here with my friend, my roommate, another student of English 110 for this semester.
Hi, this is me editing. Just to give you a little bit of context, Riley's in Amy Amoroso's English class, and based on what she told me, the topic of their course is social justice issues.
Her name is Riley. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. How are you
doing? I'm doing all right. So, although we have different topics at our courses, we can all agree on one thing in our writing composition. Peer review. I have a bone to pick about peer review.
Oh, it is
so important. Let's dive right in. So, what did you do for peer review in high school? How was that process?
Very basic. It was just like having someone like look over, like, okay, like you spelled this word wrong, this sentence didn't make sense, but it was less, I think you should add this like concept in, or like, I don't know, it was just like, hey, you did a great job writing, keep it up. Like, it wasn't really like helpful, like,
yeah, same with us. We'd have one day where you bring in your rough draft, you trade it with your friend, and then you read them
and
say,
your friend reads it, so
you spell
like,
this wrong, you need a comma, and it's all
but
grammar,
like,
and spelling. Who knows if that sentence even made sense? You know, good thing the punctuation's right.
Yeah, they didn't. Shout out to you for adding a semicolon. We probably didn't need
shout
one.
Out to you, Martha, but guess what?
It's you not had a friend named Martha in high school?
No, either. I don't know a single Martha, but...
Maybe, like, my grandma's friend.
Okay, yeah.
If any of you have friends named Martha...
That's pretty cool. We don't.
How old are they?
Leave a comment. How old's your Martha?
How old is Martha?
but really, we didn't get anywhere with the peer review. It was just, like, a step that you should be taking
it's
along
just like,
the
hey,
way, but it
have
didn't...
Have other people read it.
But it didn't lead us to where...
Or half time you traded with your friend and then you just like talk about your
yeah exactly it was never productive there was
this
was really
this actually helped
just to fill you in Riley did explain to me what their peer review process is now in her English course that she's taking here, and it seems pretty similar to what we do what we did for our first paper, with specific due dates for certain parts of the essay, and then I don't remember her mentioning meeting with her professor, she might have, but then they had certain days where they exchanged drafts and did peer review, and it was much more serious than it was in high school, like she mentioned.
Because at first I was like, this is dumb.
Yeah,
but
and
actually helped.
And going back to the whole global idea thing, I think
nice way to
we never did that in high school. That wasn't a concern.
No, it was just like...
So I think focusing so much on that really kind of...
Nice.
Elevated our writing.
Oh, there
so
you go.
Say. Would you say that?
I would
say that your
that.
Writing is elevated
I
from
would
high
say...
school.
I got in the elevator and I went up a floor.
We're on floor two right now.
Yeah.
And by the end of the semester, we
hoping
might be
to hit
on
floor five.
Floor five.
Yeah, you know. Got
all right. I didn't even know there were that many stories.
Maybe I'll make
but...
it to the roof.
Rooftop garden.
Yes.
Wow. We only have half a brain, but it's the same half.
It's the same
Isn't
half.
That fun? Thanks for tuning in with us.
Thanks
and
for tuning in.
We'll catch you on the flip side.
Wait, should we have a cool outro?
Yeah. Bye.
No. Like, skate you later.
Check you later. All right.
Sorry this ending was so abrupt. We filmed a bunch of different outros and none of them were good. So I guess I'll just end it here. Thank you for listening. It was really cool for me to hear someone else's point of view on the writing process and what they did in high school, someone coming from a different high school than I did, to, you know, being at the same school now but having different courses, and how that's changed, how their process has changed, how my process has changed, as well as what we might expect from ourselves in terms of progress moving forward. So yeah, thank you for listening. Thank you.